We're up to the Kufchav Aleph and Aleph and Yevamos. We're nearing the end. Okay, we're up to the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda said, this rule that after 3 days the body decomposes is not an ironclad rule. Yehuda says, not every person, not every time is the same. See, our question is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Lekula Polig, is he coming to be lenient to say what? That people who take more than 3 days before they decompose, that you can recognize them even a few days later. That 3 days is not an ironclad rule, because some people maybe even only 1 day. Toshma coming here, that who gave it is once a person to Tova Bekarmi, that the person once who drowned in a place called Karmi, Vasku Abehedyel, they brought him out and they put him on the shore, Lebosa Tlosanyamin, after 3 days, and they were able to recognize who he was. It was more than 3 days. And he said that his wife can get married. So what does that show? That there is an opinion that says that even more than 3 days you can recognize somebody. Obviously he must be a baba. So he's being mekel. Vesu, another example is that who gave was a person, the it that he drowned but Diglett. He drowned in a place called Diglett. Vasku, and they took him out and they placed him Agishra de Shavistana. They put him on the bridge over there, which was, and took five, it was 5 days later. And yet the Insbarovad Visu, and the Rav went along and married, allowed his wife to get married, Apuma the Shushbini, based on the testimony of witnesses and his friends. So what do we see? Lebasa Chamisha Yemi was 5 days later. Who holds that in Mish Amish declares that 3 days, after 3 days you no longer recognize the body, here was 5 days. So if you say that Bidman Baba was being lenient, they all followed his opinion. Eli Amlachurpa, 3 days is the maximum. Sometimes even only 1 or 2 days, and Inudovi command all of these people here that 5 days, after 3 days, who do they follow? Says more, that's no raya. Shiny maya did some see. Water is different. Water preserves the body. So there, even more, 4, 5, 6 days, you can still recognize the body doesn't decompose. Freddy might understand. Yesterday we learned the Gemara of Amr. Yesterday he told us, mayu marzamaka, that water makes it worse. Because water does not allow your foot to heal. When talking about when the guy's foot was amputated, it made a different distinction whether it was above the knee or below the knee. So, and now you tell me water actually preserves. Says Gemara, a big difference. Where there's a wound and the water doesn't preserve at all, on the contrary, exacerbates it. But if a guy passes away in the water, then mitzmas tumbis, and his body's intact, and the water preserves his body. So the laws of decomposition are different. However, the Gemara says, Hani mili, when do we say that in the water the body can remain longer than 3-4 days? Dichi oske, as soon as you extracted the body from the water, chazya b'shaita, you saw it straight away. But after you took it out of the water, you let it go, it immediately starts to decompose rapidly. And so therefore, this that in the water a week, 2 weeks later, you can still recognize the body, only if you see it pretty much straight away after that. Okay, this we're up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we already had this before. This is the Mishnah. Nafal lemayim, if somebody drowned, bein chi yesh lehem soiv, whether the ocean or the lake has an end, which we'll see. Rashi says it means you can see all four sides. So if somebody would have been saved, you would have seen him walk out of the water. Bein chi ein lehem soiv, an ocean that you cannot see the other side. Ishta asura. If the wife is forbidden, even in the lake where l'chayda you can see all four sides, we still say there's a possibility that the husband is still alive. If as long as you don't see a dead body, you cannot give witness that the person died. However, that's not Meir's opinion. Tanakama in the Braisa, we'll see later, it says that there's a distinction between mayim sheyesh lehem seif and mayim sheein lehem seif. Amar Meir said, Maise be'echad, there was a story, I'll prove you my case. That why the people can live a long time under the water. Shenofa lebeira godly, fell into a giant pit. And after 3 days, they rescued him. He walked out. So we see that you can stay in the water for 3 days. You can survive. Put your head above the water and survive for 3 days. So therefore, mayim sheyesh lehem seif, you cannot give evidence unless you know for a fact that he died. Amar Rabbi Yosi said, I disagree with you. Because I can tell you other maises, where maise, for example, Basuma, a blind person, she yoda litbo b'mada, there was a cave and there was an underground river there, and he went to table in that underground river, the yodad moshocha achra, the guy who was walking with his support, was going with him, the shahu, and then they never came back. So the shahu, people waited, kadesha teitinafsham, as long as a person can generally hold his breath under the water. And then they see it, it's just saying, they didn't wait 3 days, 2 days, an hour, half an hour, it was, and then they said to the wives, your husbands are definitely dead, you can get remarried. So what do we see from here? that a mayim sheyesh lem seif in a cave, we can see if a person walks out. There's only one entrance or exit to the cave, so we can see if they walk out.
And even though they didn't have a body.
Exactly. So we don't agree with Rabbi Tadakama. We agree with the Rabbanon who say that a mayim sheyesh lem seif, if we don't see them coming out in a certain reasonable time, we can testify and say that they died.
If they saw that he didn't come out after 3 days.
But I waited 3 days. Waiting an hour, half an hour, finished. As long as in each place, as long as we think a normal person can survive. The shuv, another instance, Mice, there's a story about Asya, in a place called Asya, Be'echad, Sheshashul Liyam. They lowered someone by rope into the water, Veloyosa Be'yodam, and then later, why later? It must have been shocks. Infested El Raglo, or they pull up his leg. Omru Chacham. If he was bitten off above the knee, then he definitely bled to death and he's gone. Tinase, you can get remarried because even if it came out of the water, he wouldn't survive. But from the Rukuva and Lamata, but from the below the knee, like Tinase, you cannot get remarried. Why not? Because maybe he survived. And here we're talking about Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif. A Mayim, because everyone agrees, a Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif. Water, you cannot see the edges, that a person could survive. Rashi. After he walked away, Yotze, he walked out, he left, he walked home, the Sovereign made Adam Yachel Liche, the person could live, the Liche, the Mayim, Yema, Yemaim, you can survive in water a day or two. Mara, Mayim, Sheesh, Lehem, save him. No, the wind blows him out the other side. Yeah, could be can't. Could be not. You can't testify based on it. Could be.
Mare,
we'll see more later. It's like Mike said. Mare, mayim sheyesh lahem seifim. A cave is like a limited, very finite. But he argued, "You should pretend mutter. The somebody not yachli. A person cannot survive in the water so long. Maybe he walked out straight away. That's not a problem. The enoughik had he walked out, havi chazulei. It's a cave. They would have seen him exit. Aval the mayim sheein lahem seif. But Rabbi Yosi here is like the Chachamim in the ocean, which ain't lahem seif. Maybe Rabbi Yosi that stood Hashem or yotzel out to limerachik. Maybe the wind can pull him away, far away. But later, you see here when they look for the debris of that Asia airliner, you know, the next 12 hours later they found the debris 45 kilometers away from where it was. The oceans travel very quickly in the wind. Can live a light to Hashem. Hashem yotzel walked out. Later, didn't see the maim shalom seif. Says the Gemara, "Turn about me, learn enough for the mind. Main chesed, main chesed, life. Each day, sort of made. I made a hole that in all water, the person can survive. You don't see a dead body. You cannot say he died. The Chachamim, this is the Brayis. Chachamim clearly spell out. Mayim sheyesh lahem seif, water that has an end. Each day, muteres, she's muter, because you would have seen it come out. We disagree with you. You would have seen it come out. If he didn't, then he didn't survive. Usha ein lahem seif, we're made to you. Each day, asur. Fed the Gemara. What's the definition? Hechi dami mayim sheyesh lahem seif. What do you mean, water that has an end? Not just the other side, all four sides. It's a very small lake. But you can see all four sides, because if you only see three sides, then how can he say that he died? Maybe he went out the fourth side. You have to be able to ascertain that he did not see him walk out. And we don't believe a person can survive in the water for 3 days. Ahu Gavri wants to tell a few stories. There was a person, the Tavla Ba'agma de Samki, he drowned in the pools or in the lakes of Samki. Answered Rav Shila, what happened was Rav Shila went ahead and said to his wife, now this is Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif. How big would the swamp be, or the little pond or whatever it was? Not very big. And he said, yet he permitted the guy's wife to get remarried. And this is a Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, which nobody says that a Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, if you don't see a dead body, what do you call it? A Mayim Sheyesh that you can just get married. Sorry. This agma was a mayim she'ein lehem seif. And a mayim she'ein lehem seif, everybody agrees he cannot get remarried. Yet Rav Shela married his wife. So the question is, what happened there? Omle Rav Shmuel. So Rav said to Shmuel, nu, ton shamtu, we got to put him in chedim. He's coming up with new laws against everybody else. He's arguing tonight, we got to put him in chedim.
Why?
Mayim seif. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees you cannot say that he died because maybe he came out somewhere else. Omle, so Rav went to consult to Shmuel. Amalei, so Shmuel says, one second. Before we jump to conclusions, let's test him. Let's check him out. Nishtuch le Beresha, before we put him in Chedim, and putting Talmud Chacham in Chedim, we're very weary of his Merlin Mary Cotton, let's test him out. Let's find out what happened. Shochle, they asked him, they sent him a letter. First, let's see if he knows halacha. Maybe it's possible he made a mistake. Mayim she'ein lehem soif. Let's ask you a shayin halacha. Water that has no end. Ishte asur oimuteres. Shochle, he wrote back. Ishte asur, of course she's asur. Then they asked him the second question. But Agma de Samke, what about these pools in Samke or these swamps or rivers in Samke, which are pretty big? Mayim she'yesh lehem soif. Maybe it has a different definition of mayim she'ein lehem soif. He told me, "Shalom, Mayim Shein L'Soif." No, definitely, it's Mayim Shein L'Soif. You can't see from one end to the other end. Therefore, it's Mayim Shein L'Soif. No. So the obvious question is: so, my time of Avadachi, why in the world did you permit this guy's wife to remarry? This is Mayim Shein L'Soif. How do you know he died? So he thought about it. Shaila, he said, "Mita Teina." I made a mistake. What was my mistake? I thought it's a logic to it. That an ocean, you know the logic is the strong winds, and the winds can carry, pick up somebody and cast them away 30 miles away. But nobody can see, and therefore maybe he survived. But over here, it's still water, no winds. How in the world, even though it's Mayim Shein L'Soif, how in the world would he have gotten to the other side? And how is it possible? The water's still. Kiv on the cover of the Kaima, since the water is so still, Kemayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif Dami. Here, the logic says it's like Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif. And therefore, we didn't see him come out, must be that he died. However, Vlei, I made a mistake. Because it's not the wind necessarily. Kivan the Ika Gully, there are waves. The waves carry him. They throw him from one wave to the next. Aimer Gully Ashpula. The waves threw him away, and therefore maybe he survived and went away somewhere else. They always wonder why the husband didn't come back home. Kodi Shmuel Le Rav. So Shmuel right, made a comment about Rav. He says, Lo Yunu Le Tzadik Kalavim. Isn't it amazing that the Eibishter made that the Tzadik shouldn't commit a sin? Because if you were to put him in Chedim, when really he didn't do anything wrong, because he thought, Al Pi Halacha, that he did the right thing, that you had no right to put him in Chedim. It would have been a Chil Hashem. Terrible Aveda. So thank you. You know, we had Seichel to ask questions, so we avoided that. And Kodi Rav, a lady Shmuel, Rav said about what he did with Shmuel, V'tshuah b'Rav Yoyetz. You always get the right advice. You always get the right response if you get advice from other people. Don't act unilaterally. Consult.
What about him being safe and
husband
wrong?
That's what he said. That's insane.
The fact that he allowed him to get married.
Well, Shale himself.
Yeah.
What about it? Why he made a mistake?
Yeah.
Because, in fact, the question is all the way around. Tosfos says all over Shas that the rule of Layun L'Sadikolovin is only when it's a Isa Cheftza. In other words, when you're eating treif. He asks how could a Bimeyo, whatever they ate before Havdalah. So he makes he says the difference is when the thing itself is mutter and the time is also, or when the thing itself is a Isa treif. So that Isa Cheftza, that's when we say Layun L'Sadikolovin. In this story here, Rav, when he wanted to put Shayla in Chedim, sorry? Yeah, it's like, I have no chavtza here. So there is no Luyun al Tzadik Olavim. So there's no question of Shayla what he did there. You know, he just made a psak. Of course, we learned before already. You made it. Actually, no. We'll see later in the Gemara, but the Eved, you're married. Because, and as Tesis Shanim and other Shanim explained, the Reiv tells us that even in a big ocean, the husband died. In Navas, we're being machm when it comes to Arayis, we're going to be machm. But if she did get married, we'd allow them to stay married.
And if the husband comes back, the first husband, and the children are mamzer.
100%, but what's the chance of coming back? We don't think this is ever going to happen.
But
we're choshish
that...
Only to be machm, we'll soon see. Two days,
right? God falls in the Pacific Ocean way away from the Green Islands. What are the chances of him coming
out? We're talking about a Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif. Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Seif. We'll soon see what the logic is. We haven't seen any logic yet. Rashi, Agam Nesimka, Agam Shalazim, Okam Agam, Oymid Mekemi, still there, Mayim Chayim Kemayim Shalazim, Seif, Dami. Maybe it's like limited water, Sheni Yochel Oshel Apneim, can swim, Lemerochik, Far, Hichim, Misa, Salak, Ava Chazim, what a sin. Kol Ash, Lemok, Rochim, Shom, Yossi, went out. Lintel Gov, Shalai, Baos, Ate, Kol, Yod, Shirav, Lintel, Yod, Shirav, Shalai, didn't put him in Chedim, Chuba, Rav, Yayet, Shu, Asim, Nami, Shalai, Dish, and Talti, Eitz, Mishmur. Tanya learned, Omar Rebbe, Maise B'Shnei B'nei Adam. There were two people, Mechamrim, Machmeidim B'Yadin, were throwing in these big nets in the Jordan River to catch fish, to trap fish. And one of them went in, they used to have caves where they said the fish used to go into, and these caves were partially under the water and partially above the water, so if you get stuck into one of these caves, you can still put your head above the water and float and breathe. But there's only one little exit and one little entrance. So he's telling me he gets stuck. The sun set. He couldn't see his way out. His friend waited on shore long enough for the guy that he should, you know, how long can he survive under the water? Then he went back to his friend's family and he said, guys, I think your husband passed away. The following day when the sun shone, and shone in the water as well, he recognized where the entrance was. He saw the light coming through. Basically, he found at home. Everyone was sitting eulogizing him. Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, how wonderful the word of Chamish. Omar, they said, Mayim she yesh lehem seif. Now we're talking about over here, Mayim she ain lehem seif. We're talking about here, Mayim she ain lehem seif. They have these caves where the fish go, trap the fish. Ishtu muteris. But it comes to Mayim she ain lehem seif, the wife is mutter, because they would have seen him walk out. Abba she ain lehem seif, Ishtu suda, because maybe the husband survived.
The garden is Mayim she ain lehem seif?
Yes, how can you see all four sides? Says the Gemara, sorry? Yeah, on the other side, you can't see four. If the vort is, because maybe someone's trapped in one of these caves, Mayim Shiyeshlam Saif Namis, even Mayim Shiyeshlam could be a guy. He survived there for a few days in one of these caves. Why do you say, but Mayim Shiyeshlam Saif, that if you don't see him walk out in a reasonable time, then you can declare him dead? Maybe he got trapped in one of these Mechilas. Lechish Mechilas Shal Dog and Fish. And for the Gemara, but Mayim Shiyeshlam Saif in a river, Mechilas Shal Dog and Lechich. You don't have these caves, generally speaking, so we don't have to worry about them. You can raise your head up, lift your head above the water. Go out. When we say that mayim, an ocean, the wife is usher, hani mili beinish d'alma, only an ordinary person, because if he would have been saved. And how would you know? Maybe he was saved. Avol Tzumer, if he's a great rabbi, everybody in the world knows that he's missing. So if anybody would see him anywhere in the world, they would email straight away and go viral that they just saw a rabbi here in Timbuktu. So therefore, if they didn't hear anything about it, it must be that he taka passed away. Either Solik, had he survived, Kol Yisrael, everyone would know. So you might have a lie, we don't follow that logic, because Loishnei Inish Da'amol Shatzumer Rabbanon. All people, the Eved in Lechat Chilaloi, says the Gemara Paskins. But the Eved, if they got remarried based on the testimony that their husband drowned or the ship capsized somewhere in the ocean, but the Eved, they got married because Rav, chances are they won't come back. But Lechat Chila, if you ask a Rav or Shaila, you're going to marry me, they'll say no, because maybe there's a slight chance that they survived. How? Tan we learned in the story. I'm almost traveling on a boat, on a ship, and I saw a ship, another ship in front of me that capsized. I knew there was a Tamachachim and that ship, and I thought that he passed away. When I came up on the surface, he came over and he started to debate me in Halacha. I saw you drown. What happened? Omeli daf shall swin in this damali. I found a plank aboard from the ship, and I survived. What?
The daf saved me.
Oh, the daf. Oh, yeah. Good. Every time a wave came and threatened me, I bowed my hand down before, like a bowed subservient. So the wave went right over me, so I wasn't crushed by the waves. Because if you go inside the what's it called, inside the curve of the wave, there's no problem there. Mekan Omer Chacham said from here, from this story of Akiva, Im Yavoyu Rishayim Alad, if you feel threatened by Rishayim, you're not Nele Rosh, big deal. Put your head down, cower before them at that moment, an immediate threat, and they'll pass over. Amarti Bashar, I said in that moment, Kamro Gedeilim Dirucham, how wonderful the words of the rabbi. Shom Ramayin and Soy Mutad, I told you the Koske Rebbe said, what do you mean, Kamro Gedeilim Dirucham? So he said, the Pshat is, why Tak was Rabbi Kiva able to survive? Because the Chacham and Paskin, that if somebody drowns in an ocean, there's a chance that they can survive, therefore he survived. If the Chacham would have Paskin, that if somebody drowns in an ocean, he's definitely dead and the wife is free, that would have killed Rabbi Kiva, because Halacha creates Mitzias. If Halacha says that you're dead, then they wouldn't make it. So, Kama Goyal B'Chamim, that's exactly Kama Goyal B'Chamim, by them saying this, Rabbi Kiva is able to survive. Another story similar, Tanya Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva himself said, Pamachizim Halbas and Gonshev, I saw a ship that was capsizing in the water. And I myself, even though I personally was saved, but when I saw my Talmud Amir and that ship, I thought that he would make it. Umanid Amir. Shalisi, the Medina's Kaputkaya, when I came to this country called Kaput, nation, city, whatever, province, Kaputkaya, there he comes and he starts talking to me. What happened there? How did you survive? One wave threw me to the next. The Rekiva had to cower before the waves because the waves threatened to hurt him. Here, the waves saved a man, threw him from one to the next. Until they spat me out unto the dry land. Yeah, yeah. It's not. The halacha says that things which leave an effect of a maimid is never bottle. There, the halacha acknowledges metzias. Salt is never bottle because it gives a taste. The time of it. Same in nut. No, no, but wait a way. When it comes to nuts, but the way nuts work is that even if it's a one in a million, it'll have somebody's allergic. Or that's the matzias, just like salt. The matzias is that you can feel.
But I'm saying on the other hand, there's certain things you can buy that halacha
are not. But halacha.
And the dog, so he gets
affected. Halacha, he recognizes the matzias. When it comes to bittel, there's no halacha there. The halacha is. All laws are bittel.
Why? So once you got one drop fill in the chicken soup, one drop, and it's bottle soup.
But it doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. The laws of bittel looks. There's no uniform law, and every single item it looks at it and says so. The poil in the megash of mitzias. What effect does it have? And depending on that, we'll say the law of bittel will apply, won't apply. So just like when it comes to spices. We don't care if it's bottle shisha or bottle bella because the gashmi is, it still has an effect. It never bottle. A dover a maimid, it's a catalyst and it has an effect. Nuts have an effect. I don't know what the ratio is, but very, very, you know, 1 to 10,000. Then the halacha says it's not bottle. There the halacha is a reflection of the metzias, not the other way around. That's how bittul works. Yeah. Amarti by the show, come with him, show him, mind yourself. Each of his mind yourself, each has sort of. Tell them what we learned. You fell into a lion's den and may eat no love. If you fell into a lion's den, we can't automatically assume you're dead. You fell into a snake den or into a scorpion den. May eat no love. There's no question that you died.
So with the
Goy Baroy,
does he have
we'll soon see. No, even to a snake, infested with snakes and scorpions. Maybe this guy is a magician and he knows how to tame the snakes and the scorpions. He knows how to do the chants. The Tanakama, how come he says that he is choshish and by lines he's not? I got into some masculine because even though he knows how to do witchcraft, because it's all in a den, it's a cramped quarters, and he'll be stepping on snakes and scorpions, they don't like to be stepped on. And then, well, they'll attack him and they'll kill him. Rashi, Agavitsa, he squeezes them. Abaguvaray is rochvus, very wide. They ain't oimelin. Why buy lions then can't testify? Because lions will only eat if they're hungry. Maybe they just ate before. They only eat once every 2-3 days. So therefore, don't chep him. He could have survived. You can't make sages. You fell into a furnace. May Eden Allah immediately can testify the guy's dead. He fell into a pot that was boiling of wine or oil. May Eden Allah. You can testify he's dead. Comes along Rav Achan. He says, no. Shell Shemin, if it's oil, may Eden Allah, because even when he jumps in and the oil spills out, the oil falls on the fire, makes the fire even increases the fire. Oil will increase the fire. So he's dead. Because it'll increase the fire. Shall yayin, but if it's wine and the wine flows over, what does the wine do? It extinguishes the fire. Ain me eating Allah, because maybe the wine in the pot, even though it's hot, will cool down pretty quickly, and therefore he'll survive. He'll get burns, third degree burns, but he'll survive. If nature mechabit extinguishes, Amrullah, they said to him, Tchilas mechabit, right, the first thrust of wine, the first pouring out of wine, will extinguish part of the fire. But the same mechabit, a few minutes later, the fire, you know, will burn up the wine, and come right back in full force, and therefore you can testify the guy's dead. Not oil, but the wine. It'll eventually cool down. We're thinking right now that the fire will eventually completely die out. And initially it'll be very high, like a third degree burns, but then eventually the wine will cool down. He'll survive. I'm talking about living. Ayin 11, but he'll live. And now we're saying no, that the fire itself won't extinguish for a minute or two, but then it'll reignite. There's a story. He fell into this large pit and he survived for 3 days. Tanya, as we learned, you tell a mice of the story, a guy survived. Yeah, in a mayim sheyeshlam seif, he survived 3 days. No such thing. You say you drew him out of the water. No such thing. What exactly, when they say this is called a miracle story, what exactly was the miracle over here? He survived in the body for 3 days. What's a big miracle? What exactly happened? Elay Madalayakalosh, he didn't eat and drink for 3 days and he survived. So he said, the whole story is a miracle, so how can you bring me an eye from there that he was able to survive? Everything else that happened that day was a miracle. Well, Ksiv, it says in the Fashion Passing in Megillah, the Tumor Live, don't eat and drink for 3 days and three nights and fast for me. Zariah, people can live for 3 days and three nights without eating and drinking. So it's not such a miracle. Okay, it's uncomfortable, it's not a miracle. El Dulanayim didn't sleep. If a guy makes a Shavuah, Shalay Ishan Shalay Shayamim, I will not sleep for 3 days. Malkin Oisei, we will give him Malka straight away. The Yashal Alta, because it's impossible to, be.
He's really going to fall asleep straight away after he just got whipped.
I remember in a court case in New York, they had a guy sued in New York City because they built a train right next to his house. And he argued he couldn't sleep for 7 days in a row, and it caused him neuroticism and all kinds of things. So the lawyer on behalf of the city brought this Gemara that it's impossible to live 3 days without sleeping at all. So he definitely slept, and you're a liar. And therefore, we owe you nothing. That was their case. Not a subway, a train, which is above the ground. All the houses rattle along the way. Tell you what, right? Rameh, my time, Rameh, how come Taka, what is this svara? Obviously, he can't rely on Nissan, so it must be a natural thing. How can a person survive 3 days in a boat? Talking about in some kind of a big well. How do you survive? I'm going to kind of keep in a gaba keeping. There were layers above layers. It was like there wasn't smooth walls. There was jagged things sticking out, so he was able to survive on that. So it's a natural thing. People can survive. Rabbanan, the Shishav, no, it was made out of marble. So I'm not exactly understand that. They knew the story, and they're having an argument, Pasha the Matthias, and telling you it was marble, so therefore there's no way that he was able to survive. But I made it, you're right. It's impossible that he wasn't able to somehow or another grab a hold of something along this marble wall and sleep there a little bit. So he was able to sleep. Okay. Tell me what we learned. Meise bebitei shal nechunye chayfer sichin. There's a story of the daughter of nechunye who used to dig. He used to dig all these wells for people. He used to go, these cisterns. People used to go oil regel. They should have what to drink. He had a big schus. Shenafel lebayit hagadol. And his very daughter once fell into a pit of one of these reservoirs, these wells. Ubo vahedir rabchanim adaisa. They told rabchanim adaisa daven. Went to the rebbe when somebody said go to help him. Shad is shayne. The first hour amalem shalom. Everything's all right. She'll live, don't worry. Shnia, the second hour, Amalem Shalom, she'll survive. Shlishis, when they came to her, the third hour, and it's impossible to survive such a place 3 hours. Amalem, also, don't worry about it, she survived. She was saved. Amalem Biti, and they came there, and they takasor. So they said to her, Mihelech, how did you survive? Amalem Loi, Zochah Shalit Cholim this Damali, that a male ram came to me, the Zokin Manhigoy, and there was an old man leading it. Amazing story. Who was it? Rashi says here, Zokin Shal Cholim Ze Eloi Shal Yitzchak. This was Yitzchak's ram, and Zokin Echa Manhigoy Ze Avram. Avram came to me while I was in this boat, and with the ram, and they. Sorry? yeah, it's a Gilgal. And. This is an amazing story. Maybe has shied by going to a rebbe for somebody's in trouble. Here you have it. Went to Chanim Adaisa for help. Didn't go to the fire department. Went for a bracha. And a nes happened. He made a nes happen. Avram and I'm not exactly sure what the role of the sheep was. What was exactly the role of the sheep? Well, she climbed on it and he woke up or something. I don't know. Amrulai. They said to him, Noviata. They said to him, you're a novi. So they had no problem with the fact that they went for a bracha. But the fact that you were able to say for sure that this and this, how did you know? Amalem, I'm not a novi, nor am I the son of a novi. Elodover shat sadik mis asigba yishachoshelba zarek. Here, this guy, Chunya chayver sich, in his whole lifetime, he was building these reservoirs and dams so people will have what to drink. Or the regal. Sorry? True, but that's what Rashi says. Yeah, I understand. Omar Rab Abba, Af Al Pikein, even so, Mez Bnoi Betzama. You should know every time we have a Gadata, Rashi learns the Gadata always literally. He's a full Meid, no questions asked. And Mashal always turns it into a Drush. Always.
Yaakov in the Loi Mez, and Rashi says keep shooting.
Exactly, and Mashal has a whole shot. Always. Interesting. Omer Abba Avdi came as Benoy B'tzomer, even though Taki was had all these chusim, still his own son died from thirst. Isn't that like ironic? This guy's whole life was making sure everyone could quench everybody else's thirst. His own son died from thirst. How do I know? Shenemar. Why Taka the Eibishter? Because the Eibishter punished him because he wasn't perfect. It says in the Pasuk, Usviva, all around him, Nis'ara me'oid. So we dash in Nis'ara me'oid, means like a hair, Melano, Kosh Baruch Hu, medaktik him Sviva, with those who are close to him, Kechut Asayda. You don't want to be too close to the Eibishter, because he medaktik like a Kechut Asayda, like a hair breath. In other words, even though you're tzadik and everything else, you do one thing wrong, he punishes you. And we're learning Merkut Dushin in order that you can go straight to Gan Eden. Abchanina Hamma Mahacha, from the following part, the same idea. Kale Narat beside Kadeshim Rabba, that the Abish crushes over there beside Kadeshim Rabba, those holy people. The Noida and his awesome are close to all those around him. Say the Mishnah. I feel the Shama Menachim, when we are so easy with Agunas that even we have no testimony, and not even a woman. Shama Menachim, you heard them chatting away. You heard Shmetal died. That's already enough to go into court and say Shmetal died, let his wife get remarried. Even if you heard kids chatting away, they were saying, we're going today to Olavaya to hear a hesped about this person. You can go to court and say that person died. Whether they intended to say Aedis, whether they intended to say Aedis, you can pass it on as if it was Aedis. Even though this child or this woman had in mind the Aedis, we take any Aedis from anybody, even though the apostle Aedis. When it comes to a guy, his intention was to say Aedis, ain't Aedus, we don't trust him. If he was a Tumai, if it's time talking, we accept him. Says him, what's going on here? If kids say we're going to go to Levi, maybe they're just joking. So how can you use that as Aedis? It meant the boyin. We just returned. We just returned from that. Hit kids playing. 9-year-old kids playing around and they're saying this. Maybe a worm died, an ant died, and they're talking as if, a levaya and a hesped, they're just joking. You know, they're joking. They gave this little ant the name of a person, and they go, oh, Bedel died, and let's make a eulogy. They're just joking. How can you go into court and say that it's Aedis, and then the woman is free? Where it says the comedy that we heard the kids when they were talking, they were saying v'chein rabboni havasam. This rabbi was there, and that rabbi was there. V'chein savdoni havasam. These saptim was there. And once they say that, you recognize they're saying the truth. Only if his intention was not just to say that man died, but actually to say that his wife now is permitted to marry somebody else. Then we don't trust him. Avol niskavin lahoyid. If they just intend to say the man died, as Aedis, but that's it. Aedus Aedis, a valid Aedis. Hey chiyadin, how do we know? How can you tell if the Aedis is only to say the man died or actually that she should get remarried? Listen to the words. Bala beznavam at ish plaini mace. Hasiya ishta, let his wife get remarried, then you know Zenus Kavan Hatin mace. Zenus Kavan. His intention was that she should get remarried. Don't trust him. Lahatin mace, stam, Zenus Kavan. Just say, look, Yankel passed away. That's all he said. That means he only came to say Aedis, the guy died, then we trust him. That's. Same thing. No. Only about a goy. You're talking about a goy now. A yid, we said even the scavenger leaders are all no problem. It's only a goy. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. Ibn Amarish Lakish, like you said, that even a goy can be believed partial leaders, but not full leaders. If he's saying, I want to say that Yankel died, we trust him. If he's saying, I want Yankel died, and then if I want an outcome, then we start suspicious, whatever. Amarish Lakish, like Shon, no, same thing. Scavenger hatted, his intention was for an outcome. I was scavenger hoyed, I do say it is good, valid. Amarish Lakish, like Kachoy Maisa Boisha, wasn't there a story that Oisha Rebbe, she's a great man, she teed him. He had a fight with 85 Skenim who were against him. He was martyred, a guy who said Aedis, he wanted to testify this guy died, and he was martyred. And everyone said, no, we don't trust Aedis at all, only for Mesir Ritumai. Omelan says, so he said, Oisha said, Loishonu Elin Shkavala Hat. Only if he was miscavin to be martyred, but if he wanted to say that Reuven died, we trust him. So the Shlokish asked, so when do you trust a guy? If it just happens to be telling us a story, I'm telling a story. I'll give an example. Yehuda v'kama vazla goy came in town. He said, "Manika bechivoy." Is there anybody here from the family of chivoy? Manika bechivoy. Anybody here from the family of chivoy? Shachiv chivoy. I want you to know that chivoy died. That's all he said. He wasn't here to say edus. He just wanted to inform the family. The intimate Rabbi Yisrael Vista Rabbi Yisrael relied and was married off his wife. Ahud Avi Kamavazul Vaila Pasha Ziza. Woe is to the strong man. Avi Bumbadisa that was in the city. Bumbadisa Shachiv, he died. And he was telling a story. But Abi Yasif. And Abi Yasif married his wife off again. Vitemarova Ludvisa to his wife. Ahud Avi Kamavazul Manika Bechasa. Is there anybody from the family of Chasa? Because Tavba Chasa. I want you to know that Chasa drowned. Omar Av Nachman Alakim. I can swear. Ochlu Kavra Lechasa. That I can swear that fish ate him up, consumed him in the ocean, and he's definitely dead, and his wife is mutter. Based on what he said, that he was so convinced that definitely the guy died, this is Mayim She'en Lehem Seif. And we learned before, so looking, okay, anyway, Gil and Shas brings here that the Rishonim asked the question, and the answer, most people will not survive the ocean. And I'm Nachman by swearing that, because the halacha really is that din nefashas, we do follow the roi. We should follow the roi, people died. So really, she should be mutter. Novos comes to our royis, we're very strict. We say, look, we don't want to get remarried, so simple. So chatchil should get married, even though most people died. So therefore, he's allowed to make a shvua based on most people. And as soon as somebody heard him make a shvua, they went ahead and got married based on that. And once you get married, but he ever learned before, you can stay married. Doesn't really explain why he made that shvua. From here we see only chatchila should get married. So the bottom line is, all of these women that have these shilas, they don't know 100% sure if the man died. Like that, you know, if you remember the whole thing in China when that Israeli submarine disappeared, and the rabbanim then never were matter them, because we don't know if China captured them or what happened there. And Shlomo Goren came out as matter and everybody attacked him. Even though everybody attacked him, everything else, because they didn't like his heter and blah blah blah. But once any of these women married, they were legitimate. Yeah. They said right here, the Eved's all right. So Rav Nachman himself, not that he said a shvu and somebody else married. He himself went and married this woman. And what was his logic? How can he marry himself? Because you shouldn't do it. The rabbi shouldn't get involved. Omar, he said, based on the logic we had before, which you might have dismissed, but he thought, Chosa Gavra Rabbi, he said, this man was a very famous man. Imisa, the Solik, had he survived, Kol Yisrael Mil Seven would have known about it. However, that part we disregard, because Loishna Gavra Rabbi, Loishna Lav Gavra Rabbi, even an ordinary person, the Evidin, Chachilaloi, we'll stop painting tomorrow.
What do we say about Sudra?